I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. Currently 32 degrees in Carbondale, Mount Vernon, and Olney, checking in with 29. Over $1 million is going to a Mount Vernon nonprofit group to help at-risk young people enhance their job skills. Mandy Bernard, Community Services Director of Sparrow Family Services in Mount Vernon, says this money will allow her group to help dozens of young people.
With this new funding, we are actually granted 64 more spots, so we'll be able to reach 64 new participants over the course of 2 years of programming.
She's very, very thankful for the many local partners that they've been doing business with over the years, but she adds that these Washington dollars are very crucial to Spiro's Youth Build program.
It is difficult to run a program of this size and this level of expense without federal assistance.
The award was announced in a joint news release from U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth recently. And the Marion County coroner says a forensic autopsy conducted Monday in Urbana confirmed that a Centralia man died early Sunday morning from a gunshot wound. According to authorities, coroner Troy Cannon confirmed the man's identity as 27-year-old Quentin Shackelford. Authorities are not releasing any more details at this time. And widespread minor flooding is occurring. The Ohio River at Paducah is expected to reach 47.5 feet by February the 20th.